Well, I've got my park over. I don't really like it much because the fur gets in my neck. I only bought one because we made it. It's not a bit of fashion, I want to be a man. I used to be a punk. I spent all that money on bondage things and leather jackets. And what happens? They bring out another fashion. I'm waiting for the next one. I wanted to be a hit, but I was always too young. Anyway, I suppose I better rev up and rev off. But now punk song, song.
Thank you. Who you are.
Yes.
You are the darkness.
I am. I am vengeance.
Can't not laugh when you do that, though.
Right? I know. It's crazy.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Batman.
Thank you.
To Punks and Parkas.
Yes.
101.5 UMFM.
That's right.
At the University of Manitoba.
Live in the studio again.
Right?
Yeah.
New year, new us.
That's right.
No. I'm Penny Lane.
I'm Captain Dan.
And you plan the show.
Yes.
And it's so funny how, like, the world itself is very happenstance, I guess is the word I'm looking for. Like, weird coincidences kind of happen. I don't know how you got on this, like, Japanese rockabilly kick, but it's recent.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, I'm going to do a Japanese rockabilly show. And you sent me the show set list. And then today on my Facebook memories came up this video that I posted on Facebook, like, 10 years ago of Japanese rockabillies dancing in a park.
Yep.
Which I was like, that's weird. That's the universe telling us something. But I thought I'd look it up. Because if anyone's ever seen this video, and it made the rounds like 10 years ago. And it's these, a group of Japanese, mostly male. There's a couple of girls there too. Really rocking the rockabilly look. Yeah. Like, we're talking slick pompadours, leather jackets, like Elvis would be proud.
Yeah.
And just giving her in this park.
Yeah.
Perfect dancing. So that was like, what, 10 years ago? They still do it.
They do.
Yeah. I just looked it up because I was like, Japanese rockabilly's dancing in park. And it came up. So there's a whole like subculture of this in Japan that's apparently, you know, underground, but pretty big. And they call them Tokyo's rockabillies. They tend to dance every Sunday in a park. Called, let me just grab it here. Of course, I changed the thing. But there's a park that they dance in every Sunday at about 1 o'clock. You can go, 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Yoyogi Park. Y-O-Y-O-G-I. And that still happens.
That sounds like a place we have to go.
Right?
Yeah.
I got to say, it's so funny. And it upsets me, too, because I remember when I posted that video, there was people who had really rude comments about, like, why are they doing that? And I'm like, Why do we do it here? Like, yeah, vice versa. Why exactly do we imitate Japanese culture? It's the same reason they imitate our culture. They've embraced something about it and they love it. And I think it's freaking awesome because they do it well.
Yeah.
Like this music.
Yeah.
So good.
So good.
So you started with the Black Cats.
Yeah. With Jenny, which is a cover from, which was originally done by, oh crap, Eddie Cochran.
Is it really?
Yeah. Oh. And I think Stray Cats covered it after that.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yep.
I knew it sounded familiar. Yeah. I'm like, I've heard this before. Oh, see, look, learned something new.
Something new.
I knew the other one was a cover, A Little Bit of Soul by the Lindas.
Yep.
And finished it off with probably the one everybody knows the best.
The 5678s.
5678s, who made their splash in Kill Bill.
With woo-hoo.
I think that song just took, like, when that movie came out and that whole scene, everyone was like, oh, yeah, my God. And I remember, because, you know, I was deep into the mod subculture at that time, and I'm like, who are these? Like, what is this? The little beehives and their little 60s dresses. I was like, mind blowing.
Yeah.
But they're fantastic. Like, they're kitschy, I'm not going to lie, and very niche, but it's so good.
So good.
So good. So, yeah, we got a whole show of Japanese rockabilly.
Garage, psych rock, just, you know.
I'm digging it, dude.
With the exception of the Linda Lindas, they're
but
not.
But that's okay.
You know, but the song fit in with everything
it
that was
did
on here, so.
So how did this come up?
Last month, I finished watching this series on Netflix called Blue Eyes Samurai.
Yes, that's right. Okay,
and there was a
right
scene in there where the main character is taking on like a dozen or so samurai with no weapons. And the song Genie, Genie, Genie was playing as she was kicking ass. You know,
and
so
taking names.
Yeah.
That's right. I forgot. I was like, there was something that tipped this off, and I can't remember what it was. Yeah. I didn't watch as much of that as you did, but it was pretty freaking great what I did watch. I'm kind of regretful I didn't put the phone down. And pay attention, because I was like, this isn't my thing. I'll just, but every time I've turned around, I was like, damn it.
Yeah, it's a cartoon, and there's boobies and
blood and
guts
and stuff that men like,
right?
Apparently. Anyway, I like the music, so I should have just paid attention. We're gonna continue on.
Yes, we are.
I love the name of this band.
Oh, the Ichibons.
The Ichibons. Like, it just, remember I was saying to you as I was typing up the set list, I'm like, I just know this is going to be good based on the names of the bands or the songs. Like, if there's the instead of the, if there's a lot of capitals and exclamation points, and if the names are punny, I'm in.
Well, that's Japanese culture right there. You
I
know.
Just... we got to go. So this is
the Ichibons with Switchblade.
Switchblade. We'll be right back. がすぐにやってきて、
ワッキュワッワッワッキュワッ、
甘い香りが俺を惑わせる、
ワッキュワッワッワッキュワッ、
燃えるハートさ強みで行こうぜ、
ワッキュワッ。Wagyu de tous.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Punks and Parkas.
101.5.
UMFM.
That's us. It's Captain Dan. It's Penny Lane.
Penny Lane over there.
Hey.
Hey.
And it is a rocking hour here.
It is.
It's so funny. When I first met you, almost 5 years ago, I always thought like your style was like verging on like rockabilly to me.
Yeah.
I was always like a little bit more like pomade. Roll the sleeves up on a white t-shirt. That would be you. That would be you. So this doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
Needless to say. Yeah, where did we start with?
We started with the Ichibans, yes, with Switchblade.
Hiya!
And then Wagyu D-Twist by the Neat Beats.
I just decided, because I'm playing this off of Spotify and it shows you like a cover of the album. I'm like, I saw the cover of the album. Like, oh, I need that. So I made a note that I'm looking for that based on the cover and that song. Amazing.
Oh, we have Really Got Me by Sheena and the Rockettes, 2Ks.
Spelt 2Ks. That's how you know it's a good, yeah. Yep. I was like, they're going to be good.
And we finished it all off with Sonic Boom by the Colts.
By the Colts.
Yeah.
So what's shaking, Captain Dan?
Not much.
No.
No, it's spring outside.
It's freaking spring. It was like 7.
It was 7 degrees yesterday.
7 degrees yesterday, yeah. Which is unheard of here. Like, should be a little concerned at this point.
Yes.
You know, like global warming is definitely a thing. Because usually January, February is like...
Well, last year was minus 31.
Tundra deep freeze.
Yeah.
Like, we're not leaving the house. I'm letting the dog... I don't like socks. We know this about me.
Yeah.
I haven't worn socks since about like...
Mid-January,
maybe. Because I'm like, oh, I don't have to wear socks. I can let the dog out in my house shoes. And it's fine. But yeah, it's kind of weird.
Yeah, they've shut the river trails down again.
Again.
Well, they opened them up like a week ago and then shut them down yesterday.
It's all for safety.
Yeah.
Like, we saw a TikTok of somebody in the city who wasn't heeding the advice and lost their truck in the lake, in the river. So, please.
Yeah. Stay off the ice.
Just stay off. I grew up in Lockport, or just outside of Lockport, I should say, where big fishing town, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't F with the ice.
No.
We saw so many people lose snowmobiles. I mean, losing it, at least a handful of people lost their ice sheds a couple of years on there. That's a, you know, that happens. But I remember there was 1 year a snowmobile, a 4x4, just don't do it.
No.
Just
don't.
It's not
just
worth
stay
it,
off the
dude.
Ice.
Just stay off the ice.
Right, I think pretty soon they're going to start breaking the ice up by the...
They're going to have to.
Yeah. By the river mouths.
They're going to have to, because it's weird, guys.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, when it's nice like this, it's easier to want to leave your house.
Yeah.
Right? So just make sure you have a lot of wiper fluid if you're driving.
Oh, yes. Lots of washer fluid.
Because it's a mess. Yeah. But there's a lot of fun things that are like coming up and happening, which usually Winnipeg is very quiet in January, February for events because nobody leaves because it's a deep freeze.
Yeah.
So there's a few events that kind of just happen on the regular.
Yeah.
a few things that are coming up into February, March that I hope will have better attendance because the weather is nice. Yeah. One of them is tomorrow night.
Yes.
Maude Marty has the Red River City Soul Club. I always stumble over that.
At the Legion on River Avenue?
Yeah, he does this every Friday. So come on down. No cover.
Yep.
Maude Marty spins the most fantastic tunes. Like I used to DJ because I haven't done a DJ gig in like 10 years, but some of the best DJ gigs I ever did were with Marty.
Yeah.
The dude has amazing music. So to go and just sit and listen to him curate up a nice playlist for you, all on 45s, nonetheless, is fantastic.
Yeah.
Plus, it's a Legion. Beers are cheap.
Yeah, I was going to say, cheap drinks.
Cheap drinks, guys. So that's going on tomorrow. Tomorrow's also First Friday in the city. So go down to the Exchange, too.
Yeah, if listening to soul is not your thing, you can go listen to some funk and disco at Cordova's Tapas there.
Yeah, that's right. Bodega Boogie.
Yeah.
It's going down.
Into the Music was supposed to have some sort of live performer tomorrow night, but he's got COVID, so there's no performance going on there.
Damn, that's too bad. But First Friday, everything's open up a little bit later. A lot of fun events.
Yeah, and Lights in the Exchange is on, too.
Yes,
as well.
That's right. So it's a good Friday night to go hit the Exchange.
Right.
Yeah, but we're going to be...
We're going to be in the Village, so.
So we hope you guys come on out to that. Speaking of like events that are coming up, the Punk Prom is coming up.
Yes.
We haven't talked about this yet, but I've been seeing a lot of this. This is in kind of conjunction. The people who do the Punk Rock Flea Market are really involved in this, I believe, or heavily promoting it. It's a Punk Prom. It's Saturday, February 10th at 336 William Avenue. It's in support of Trans Health Clinic. It should be a good time.
Yes.
So if you were one of those people, a lot of people never had a prom for various reasons. Or not, we don't really do prom here, per se. We have grad.
Grad and then safe grad and that's it.
Yeah, but a lot of people kind of, due to how they were dealing with their sexuality at that time, never had that experience the way they wanted to. So here's your chance.
Yeah.
Right? Go and even just buy a ticket and support. It's important. But speaking of, Punk Rock Flea Market.
It's coming up. Yeah.
I think in the next couple of days, they should be letting the vendors know.
If you're in or if you're out.
Or if you're out. It's not like that, though.
No.
It's not. No. They had a ton of applications, way more than they had space for. So, unfortunately, some people won't get in. It's just how it goes, right? They want to make sure they don't have a lot of duplication of booths and wares, so don't worry.
Yeah.
It's nothing personal.
No.
Like you and I, if we don't have a booth, it's okay.
Is it?
I don't know.
I'm kidding.
It's like knowing people should give you an in.
No.
Oh, God. If we get a booth now, rigged. But no. So the Punk Rock Flea Market will be going on Sunday, April 7th, which is like right on my birthday.
Yeah.
At the Victoria Inn and Hotel and Convention Center in Winnipeg. That's by the airport.
Yes.
Going to be, again, open for accessibility. Because that's where they used to do, I believe, the old record sale.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's a big space.
Yeah.
So... it'll be fun. Vendors, live DJs. If you've been to any of the previous two, you know what kind of stuff you're in for. Yeah. It's not your mama's craft sale.
No, it's not.
No. It's more like the weird aunt.
Yeah.
That was a goth as a teenager's market. But it'll be fun.
Yeah.
And if you can't, if we somehow don't have a booth there, we will be at the record sale.
Yeah, March 17th.
March 17th. And we've been finding some good stuff.
Yes.
We have a funny story about just like before...
Yeah, we stopped off at the Value Village.
Daniel learned a lesson today.
I was flipping through a bin, and then you went down to the lower bins, and I'm like, I'm not going to look down
there.
It was
garbage. Like, everything we were flipping through was like the James Last and
Break Kind of.
Like, just crap.
The same garbage.
Same crap.
Yeah.
So you gave up.
I gave up.
And I'm like, well, I'm going to go down and flipping through. And what did you say? You're like.
And you threw up this.
You're like, there's just going to be crap in there. I'm like, oh, really?
What's this? Weird Al Yankovic in 3D.
Right? So the lesson you learned is never judge.
Never skip a bin.
Never skip a bin, Daniel. I know we all do it, right? Because sometimes you're just like.
You're just fed up with flipping through crap.
It's like your hands get that gross, sticky, dusty feeling. Yeah. And you're like, is this worth it? Sometimes. It was today.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even like ridiculously Value Village priced either.
No.
It's like $3.
Yeah.
Stupid. So yeah, that's your lesson.
Yeah.
No big record sales coming up. We had the Vinyl Vault. Was that last weekend?
Yeah, that was last weekend.
Yeah. You went. How was it?
Busy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Word's getting out.
Yeah.
I remember used to going there and it was just the regular folk. But it's getting busy, eh?
Yep.
People gotta get there early.
Yes.
Speaking of vinyl, you know what's kicked off today?
The Lover's Vinyl Challenge.
Yeah.
Oh.
So this is what, the fourth year we've done this?
Third, I think.
Yeah. I think you're right. If you're not familiar with a vinyl challenge on Instagram, it's pretty simple.
Yeah.
Somebody, in this case it's us, makes a list of prompts for the month every day, and you interpret the prompt however you want.
Yeah.
You know, and you can post anything. We don't care if it's a CD, a tape,
a track,
a screenshot of Spotify. I don't care. Smoked signals.
Yeah.
You know. But yeah, you just interpret the theme, post what you want, use the hashtag so other people can kind of see what you're posting. It's a great way to discover new Instagram accounts that are into the same thing as you.
Yep.
And new artists and records.
Yes.
So today's prompt was hello.
Hello.
I was witty. I made all the prompts after love songs. I'm very proud of myself on that one.
That's a good one.
What's tomorrow's? I can't even remember.
I don't recall.
You know, I'm going to quickly go to the Instagram at DJ Penny Lane. Tomorrow is Friday, I'm in Love. So an album to kickstart the weekend. So we tried to keep the prompts pretty vague.
Yeah.
So open to interpretation. So that could be anything. Like, what's a party animal? What would they listen to on a Friday?
ABBA.
See, some people would say ABBA is a good way to start the weekend.
Zamfir and his amazing flute.
Some people might say that as well. It's like some people might say, like, Ambient One by Brian Eno is a great way to kickstart my weekend of sleep.
Yes.
Right? Like, we don't care. Just post, you know, just have fun.
Yeah.
Do it for a day. Do it for a week. Do it periodically.
Do it all month long.
Do it all month long.
Support us. Do it all month long.
Yeah, so I just find you at
Captain_Dan75.
And me at DJ Penny Lane, and we're going to be sharing the prompts and sharing posts. We had a pretty good first day, a lot of people posting, so that's always encouraging. And hope to see more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Please, show us more. Please,
show us love. Because, you know, we need to be validated by our social media presence.
We do. That's what social media is there for.
Right, to make us feel like we're important.
We are. Yay.
I was watching a documentary about Fire Festival, and they were talking, Fire Festival, they were talking a little bit about how our generation's validation comes from social media, and that's why it's so influential. And it was just, what a show.
Yes.
Anyway, what else?
Festival de Voyageurs coming up in a couple weeks.
Yes, that's right. And guess who's going to be slinging beers?
This guy.
That guy, if he finishes his course.
Yes. And interesting fun fact.
Yeah.
They are not doing the snow sculptures around the city this year.
Well, I guess they really can't at this point.
Because of the weather.
Is it because of the weather?
Yeah. So they're going to have a couple in the
Port
Gibraltar area. So,
I mean, I get it.
Yeah.
For those of you who aren't aware, Festival de Voyageurs is like our winter festival.
Yeah.
French-Canadian, because we do have a French quarter here. And
Throughout
the city, people come in from
all over the world to make snow sculptures.
And they're amazing. Some of them are just like mind-blowing. Yeah. But when it's like 7 degrees.
When it's plus 7 degrees, you can't, and there's no snow on the ground. There's can't do anything with snow.
And even when they make those, like they make the huge blocks of snow that they carve out, they're just going to melt.
Yeah.
Right. So that's too bad.
Yeah.
That's always my favorite part. I love going around the city and finding the snow sculptures and checking them out. But it's nice that they're going to try and do some in the park at least. So, so festival should be fun. When is that running again?
That starts on the 17th.
Geez, just around the corner.
Yeah.
But it'll be beautiful. Should be beautiful weather for
us. Well, I hope so.
Well, yeah, no kidding. If you're going to be volunteering, have your long johns on.
Well, I'll be inside, so.
Oh, yeah. You're a smart guy. Smart guy.
I'm not working outside. Screw that. It's winter time.
I've only gone to festival once in my life.
I went once, but it was like closing for the night. So
geez. So you kind of missed it.
Snuck in there and got kicked out.
But it's a good time. Lots of drinking, singing, dancing. Hey ho, you can go have some maple syrup. Candy made on fresh snow.
Hollering.
Yeah, let's go. It's a good time. Anything else?
That's all I got.
That's all we got.
Yeah.
I guess we should play some music.
Yeah, let's play some
more.
I mean,
this is a music show.
Oh, my God, it is.
next up, I love trying to type Tallahassee Lassie is difficult.
Oh, God, yeah.
But I love it. So this is the High Marts. Am I reading that right?
Yeah.
With
Tallahassee Lassie.
Let's go.
Yeehaw.
He really likes to roll. He really feels the rhythm blow me head into your stomach. December. My God, December.
Yes.
Have a great week.
All right. See you guys.
のさ。